What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, so for today, I'm going to be doing another GPT highlight episode where I find a custom GPT on the ChatGPT store and do a little deep dive or experimenting with it for you guys and along with you guys. Today, I am going to try out a GPT called Website Generator. It is trending in the programming section on the GPT store right now. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. So I think for tonight's episode, I'm just going to try and build a little bit of a video game blogging website. We'll see how far we can get it with the website generator, and we'll see how in-depth we can get or how deep the website can get. And I haven't tried this before, so it'll be a new experiment for me and you. Okay, so you should be seeing the custom, or excuse me, the GPT store right now. And I'm going to be trying out this one right here, website generator. And for those of you who are listening, I'll do my best to, as always, keep the descriptions as detailed as possible as we're working through the website. The description here says a GPT for website creation, design, copywriting, and code, integrated with DALL-E 3, powered by B12. Share your feedback with hello at b12.io. So I'll be linking, obviously, to the GPT store. And b12.io, it looks like, is the creator of this GPT. Scrolling down here, it gives you a couple of conversation starters. For those of you who aren't familiar with what the GPT store looks like, it gives you the ratings and the rankings and some of the metrics for the app or the custom GPT, the capabilities. So the capabilities here are browsing, code interpreter and data analysis, DALL-E images, and actions, which means it retrieves or takes actions outside of ChatGPT. And then we have the ratings and stuff like that. So I'm going to go ahead and start a chat, and we'll see what we can do right off the bat here for our video game blog. So the two prompts that it gives you to start off with are build and host a website or show me a launch-ready website for my business. So how about we try show me a launch-ready website for my video game, blogging, podcast, and streaming business and brand. How about that? Let's try and be as detailed as possible with our description here. We'll ask for a multi-page site. Okay, so I've gone ahead and put together a prompt that I think is pretty good for a starter. Again, we'll have to kind of establish a discussion, and hopefully we'll be able to tweak the website a little bit after our initial build here. But I have not used this generator before, so I'm not exactly sure what form our output is going to take, if it's going to be the HTML, if it's going to be separate files. I am genuinely curious. We'll have to see. But here's what I came up with for a prompt. Show me a launch ready website. So I'm kind of basing it off of their suggested prompt here at the top. Show me a launch ready website for my video game blogging, my video game blogging, podcast, and streaming business and brand. The website should have a modern design that incorporates loading animations and scroll effects. The website should have multiple pages, including a home page, an about page that gives some details about Streamer McGee. That's our famous streamer that we're building our website for. A page for hosting the brand's podcast episodes, a blog page, as well as 5 articles discussing 5 recent AAA video game releases. So some popular game releases that have been released by the bigger gaming companies in the marketplace. And lastly, a contact page. I would like the site to have a dark theme that incorporates black. Please give the website a standard header and footer navigation. Make sure the site includes links to my brand's social media profiles as well. Also, make sure that the website is responsive and functions across all devices. The website also needs to be optimized for search engines and employ SEO best practices. So I think I got a few bases covered here for our first website build. I guess I should talk a little bit about the imagery on the website too, now that I'm thinking about it, and then specifically looking at the integration with DALL-E 3. So that's GPT's image generator. So I'm going to take another little break here and come up with some prompting for the images across the website. Okay, so I've added just a little tag at the end here for some imagery. I said the website should employ futuristic imagery that has a science fiction theme, and trying to get a little creative with a little bit of a storytelling bent, I said to incorporate a character that is recurring throughout the website imagery and kind of acts as a player character for the site and kind of represents the user who I'm assuming would be a video game fan and kind of can identify with a character to represent them as they explore the site, as it were. So let's go ahead and click input and see what we get here as a returned output. Well, you just saw it in real time. It took literally just seconds, and here's what the output was. Great. Let's create a website for Streamer McGee's video game blogging podcast and streaming. Click here to claim your website. Okay, so I'm having some issues clicking the links. So in the spirit of continuing the live experiment, I'm just going to keep trying to work through this and generate the website. Once you sign up, so it's also asking a follow-up question, would you like to upload a logo and a background image, or should we generate them? So maybe that's why I'm still not quite getting the output I'm looking for. So I'm going to say just generate the background image and logo using DALL-E for us. So generate them using DALL-E. I'm going to try copying the prompt here and entering it and see what that does. Okay, so it is in fact going to give me an image. It is definitely minimalist, as you just saw. But that's okay. We're going to just see what we can do with this site using this GPT, and now it's going to generate the background image for me. Actually pretty cool. I'm down with it. Kind of, for those of you listening, it looks like a Halo style or Destiny style player for any of the gamers out there, standing amongst some gaming consoles in a very futuristic science fiction looking building. So that much is cool anyway. So here's the generated background image for your website. Please confirm that these images meet your expectations. Once confirmed, I'll proceed to integrate them into your website. So again, just assuming that finishing this process is going to allow us to access these links, I'm going to confirm that these images do meet our expectations. They do. And it's going to ask to integrate with b12.io. We're going to let that happen. And now we're getting another link. Okay, so I'm assuming this one's actually going to be clickable, and it looks like it already is. And it's, for those of you not watching, it's slowly typing out these very long, very complex URLs with a bunch of tags and parameters. But then it is entered into the chat here, or the custom GPT is just a clickable link. And it's also giving me some preview images of the site, which are actually looking pretty good. Definitely minimalist, but as far, you know, for creating something in 15 minutes or so, not that bad. So I'm going to go ahead and see what happens now once we click these links. Well, first I'm going to open up this preview image, and they're going to kick in their marketing funnel right away, of course. Tell us about your business and the business description. I'm just going to go ahead and give them Streamer McGee's business information. Bear with me here as we get everything set up. Sacrificing this email here for the purposes of the pod. You guys are welcome. And I'll generate a password, but you guys won't be seeing that. Skipping forward here. And ideally spitting out our website now. Okay. Looks pretty good. We have a parallax effect on the hero image, which is awesome. We do have some loading animations on the text, it appears. Again, it's giving us a little bit of, for those of you just listening, it's giving us kind of just a preview, very similar to what a builder or like a WordPress would do. We can see it on desktop, tablet and landscape, tablet and portrait, mobile landscape and mobile portrait. We do have just a home page right now, it looks like. So let's go back to desktop. Oh no, we do have a couple more pages. Let's scroll down on our home page. So Streamer McGee's video game, blogging, podcast, and streaming. So right off the bat, I would probably need to do a little bit of editing with the copy, obviously, but as far as the design and just something to work within and to fill out the information in, it's definitely going to be usable. Discover Streamer McGee, your hub for gaming content. Welcome to Streamer McGee's video game, blogging, podcast, and streaming, your go-to source for all things gaming, located in Oakland Estates Mobile Home Park. I wonder where they pulled that one from. we bring you the latest news, reviews, and insights in the gaming world. Get in touch. And we have a nice little graphic here showing some controllers and what looks like, I would guess, FIFA, given my limited gaming knowledge. Our offerings, everything gaming in one place, video game blogging, podcast episodes, streaming content. And we do have some nice modules here in like a three column layout that are hovering and have some hover effects as we hover over them. So that's great. An about page, a blog page, a contact page. So consider me duly impressed for sure with what B12.io is doing here as far as just giving them, I don't know, it was probably a couple hundred words, a small paragraph of direction, and they have built a pretty good website. The WordPress developers out there, of which I am one, should definitely take note and prepare yourself to lower your prices, as it were, if you're going to be cranking out websites in a very minimalist, quick way like this. I'm just going to check out a couple more of the pages here. Okay, so it looks like what they've done is built a one-page website that just is anchored to the information, the appropriate information on the web page. For the about information, it's just going to slide you down or scroll you down the page. And for the services, it's going to scroll you down to the offerings that we see as well. So that's going to be it for tonight's demo, or excuse me, tonight's GPT highlight. Thank you all so much for joining me as we iron out the formatting and the process. If you enjoyed the show or you find it useful in any way, please do me a favor and subscribe or follow on your podcast platform of choice using the RSS feed or follow on Spotify. A review on top of that would be so, so appreciated. It is definitely the most helpful thing you can do for the show. And anyway, so until next time, thanks so much again. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.